Philip Ruddock is on the line, the Liberal Party MP, the godfather or grandfather of the House of Representatives. I think he prefers godfather. Philip Ruddock, good afternoon. Oh, no. That's what happens when you call Philip Ruddock the grandfather of the House of Representatives. He hangs up on you. We'll get him back in just a moment. Philip Ruddock, the MP for Barara, is on the line. Philip Ruddock, MP, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Are you in your Parliament House office at the moment, are you?
I am. I've just come back from meeting with a dear constituent of mine, Graham Ross, who's been... Talking about gardening with the Prime Minister.
Oh, well.
You'd think we have more significant things to deal with, but it's a major industry. It can bring tourism to Australia, bring great benefits to Australia. And so we've been giving Graham a run in Canberra.
Well, we always love hearing him on 2GB as well, so I'm glad you've been looking after him. It's nice to know. Now, why are you wearing a safari suit in Parliament?
Well, I'm not. I'm wearing my standard suit today, but next week, on Thursday, the Speaker has agreed that if the circumstances are met... we will be able to see a safari suit in the first time in the Parliament for about 40 years. I think it was people like Don Dunstan and co. that used to promote it back in the 70s.
Have you still got some in the cupboard?
My wife threw most of them out, but I managed to keep one.
Yes.
And it will be coming to Canberra with me next week. And what we're seeking to do is to raise money for motor neuron.
Well, it's a great cause. I mentioned to my listeners earlier, I know a lot of people have been affected by it, my family included. We lost my cousin Andrew to MND a few years ago. So we applaud your efforts, and I just can't wait to see you in that safari suit in Parliament.
Yep. Well, we're very keen. What we're doing is we're inviting people to contribute to our Twitter site, or they can ring my office or email me to find out how to do it. But on our Twitter site, we've got some information about how people might be able to make a donation.
All right, well, I'm going to jump on there right now. I'll put it up on 2GB.com, but I'm going to jump on there and I'm going to throw $50 in.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I'm already getting many of my Labor opponents doing the same thing.
Really?
Interestingly enough, yeah. I better give him a plug. Laurie Ferguson came round the house and said, here's $50, but I want to pay you not to wear it. But I said to him, I think there'd be far bigger demand.
Well, it's not often you get a laugh or a smile out of Laurie Ferguson.
No, but it's very important if you are focused on these matters.
Well, good on you. What are you up to on the fundraising front so far for it?
We've gone to certainly getting fairly close to the 1,000 mark.
All right, well, we're going to tip you over that because I've got it up on 2GB.com now.
Yeah,
so
search Everyday Hero.
Yeah, no, well, they don't need to do that. All they need to do, I'm making it so easy for them, Philip, because all they've got to do, if you just go to 2GB.com, it's there right now. You'll find a link to Philip Ruddock's Everyday Hero page, and I'm going to donate $50 towards it. So let's get it up into the many thousands, and we'll see you in the safari suit on the last day of Parliament.
We'll look forward to it.
And thank you for your mug, the Philip Ruddock mug. I drink out of it often and think of you.
They're still in demand.
Have a good one, mate. Good on you. Thank you. Philip Ruddock, MP, joining us on the line. He's a gentleman.